Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Mad cow and chronic wasting disease in deer are two conditions where, for some reason, naturally occurring prions in the body don't form properly. And that sets off a chain reaction which causes other prions or proteins to misfold and become infectious. Dr. David Bressler is researching new ways beyond landfill and incineration to dispose of this infected and contagious material. David is a pioneer in biorefining and conversion at the University of Alberta.
The problem with landfill is it doesn't destroy the prion necessarily, and that land could never be used again for agricultural production. Not to mention in North America, the amount of specified risk material generated is somewhere in the ballpark of 5,000 tons a week. So picture landfills with that much rotting, decaying material. The other two options were thermal hydrolysis, which breaking it down at high temperature with the water, or caustic. And so that's where the province started working with our lab and others to look at how do we address and create value from this byproduct stream.
Dr. Bressler is developing promising new technology that would convert the prion-infected material into inert plastics or for use in managing oil sands tailings. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.